golf's first major championship of the year, the Masters, begins this morning. Tiger Woods won last year's final three major tournaments, and if he repeats his 1997 victory at the Masters, he would be the first golfer to hold all four major titles at once. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now from beautiful Augusta, Georgia. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
So if Tiger wins on Sunday, he will have a Grand Slam.
No. Let's get that clear right away. He will not have a Grand Slam. A Grand Slam means you win all four major titles in the same calendar year. This would be over two seasons. Now, having said that, it would absolutely be an historic achievement. Obviously, no one has ever done it before, and it should stand that way as a piece of history, but it is not a Grand Slam.
So you're saying there's never been a Grand Slam?
The only Grand Slam there's ever been was Bobby Jones in 1930, when the Grand Slam consisted of the U.S. Amateur, the British Amateur, the U.S. Open, and the British Open. And then, of course, Bobby Jones created the Masters 4 years later, which became one of the Grand Slam events as golf evolved.
Well, we're not going to quibble here. If he wins it, we're going to call it a Grand Slam.
You call it what you want, but you will be inaccurate if you call it that.
So the other golfers are just going to clear the way and let him do this?
Well, that's sometimes you think that's what they're doing. Of course, that's not what they're hoping to do. I think that Phil Mickelson and Vijay Singh in particular, and Vijay is the defending champion, nobody seems to notice that because there's so much Tiger talk, have both been playing very well recently. Mickelson's had a tremendous year up until now. Vijay Singh is playing very well the last few weeks. People like to talk about Davis Love, who's been so close here without ever winning. And remember one thing about the Masters, Bob. There's always somebody who shows up on Sunday who nobody's talking about on Wednesday. Last year it was Singh. People said he couldn't win here because he couldn't putt well enough, and he won by three shots. Remember 1998 when Jose Maria Olazabal came virtually out of retirement with his bad back and won. So there's a name no one is discussing who we'll all be talking about on Sunday, along with Tiger, because he'll be there.
Who's that?
Who is it?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know? Crying out loud.
We come to the point in the interview where John has his endearing story. So go ahead.
Well, this will be the last year that Byron Nelson is an honorary starter. You know, one of the great moments at the Masters every year is the first shot off the first tee is always hit by a couple of the past champions. Byron Nelson is now 97. He's done it since 1981, but he says he's not going to do it after this year because it's so difficult for him physically to do it, and he says that he worries about it for a month because he's worried that he's going to get up on that first tee and whiff or come close to whiffing in front of all those thousands of people who show up to watch the ceremony. So this will be Byron's last stand as the honorary starter, and it'll be a bittersweet, poignant moment this morning.
I knew you wouldn't let us down.
Have I ever let you down on bittersweet, poignant moments?
A little early for the azaleas and dogwoods in Augusta.
Well, the azaleas are out. I don't know how they do it here, but one way or the other, the azaleas are out this week. I don't know if it's a state law or a city law, but somehow the greenskeepers here at Augusta National managed to have the azaleas in bloom this week, regardless of what the weather is.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.